Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield Warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to the Give Them Lala podcast, the bonus episode, my most favorite episodes because we're nice and self-deprecating. You know, we're just not nice to each other.
Which we love sometimes.
No, it's fun. It's cute. It's lighthearted. I'm excited about the topic for today because the topic is best advice someone ever gave you.
So good.
I feel like I have... It's so good, Jess. I love that you put this one in the notes. I feel like I have a bunch. And Ethan, you and I may share a few.
Yeah.
But, Let's hear it. Do you want to go first,
Ethan? No,
you go.
I think The advice that comes to mind is one that my very first high school boyfriend's mom told me. And we were going through a rough patch in high school.
Okay. Oh, devastating. You and the man.
Right? Still to this day, the most productive and healthy relationship I've ever had. We had our little immature fights. But I remember his mom kind of intervening. Because our parents really liked us together. And this was a moment where his mom intervened and I was sobbing. And I just said, you know, he's my other half. And she said, Lauren, when you come into a partnership, I want you to remember this for the rest of your life. It can never be 50-50. You have to be 100 and they have to be 100. It should always equal 200, never 100.
Huh. Absolute genius.
That yes. is, I like
and
that.
And so true, so true.
So that, and now when people come to me, especially people who are trying to get sober. And, you know, there's like this rule in the program where it's like, do not date for a year, you know, get settled in. And so a lot of times they want to do the transference of addiction where they want to find a person. And they go through like the drinking part being taken away where they're now very aware of what's going on. And they talk about all of these things. And I have to remind them, the reason you're feeling this way is because you are not 100%. You don't get to date until you are 100%. Mm-hmm. Period. And I always like thought that that was the most, I don't know, that stuck with me. And that was told to me when I was probably 17 years old.
That's an amazing piece of advice.
It's hard to love someone when you don't love yourself.
No, absolutely not. So I dug that. Easton, what is yours?
Mine is from Mimi and Bob.
Okay, our grandparents, yep. Our mom's parents.
This too shall pass.
I love that too.
What it be, yeah. So you're on top of the world, this too shall pass. You're underneath the world, this too shall pass. You feel smart, so on and so forth.
Right.
Everything
I love
will pass,
that.
So, yeah.
Because you're feeling, it's the you're feeling yourself one that I have to remember like, oh, you think you're on top of the world right now.
This too shall pass.
It's going to pass. Yeah, don't be feeling yourself too much. Don't be too like your head's too big. No, no. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And even when you're in the deepest and darkest hole, remember that you're going to be back on top.
Yeah.
So that's
I love that. You have this that tattooed on your body, right?
Mm-hmm. No,
oh, no, you have Y'all Be Sweet
Y'all
Now.
Y'all Be Sweet Now, but I do want this. That was the next one I wanted.
Mm-hmm. He has Y'all Be Sweet Now because our grandmother, who was a Southern Belle, we would fight,
Atlanta.
And Easton was a biter. Yes.
As a biter.
And she would say, ooh, ooh, y'all be sweet now. Y'all be sweet now. Sweet now.
That's adorable.
So yeah, tattooed on me.
The car. Someone has stolen my car.
is that her?
Yeah. Yes. Also, McDonald's drive thru. Know how there's like pay window one, pick up two?
Yeah.
Just speeds by one.
the guy's like,
oh,
hey, they're robbing us. No, I loved her. And she had like the blonde bob with the really
red lips,
really red long nails, and like fair skin. But
black
like,
blazer.
Black blazer, shoulder pads, black cat eye glasses, gold Mercedes.
Oh,
this is the chicest woman I've ever heard of.
Oh, she's so freaking chic. And her name was Mimi.
Of course she's Gigi's mom.
Of course. But my mom could not be further.
I was just about to say.
My mom is Bob.
Yeah.
Beyond. My mom is Bob.
No, Bob's on fire.
So is Gigi.
No, but that's a great one, Easton. And I do love when we talk about this because it's like when you are in the deepest, darkest days, remember that is not your forever. And when you're on top of the world, you better enjoy and practice gratitude because that too does not last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
This
good one.
Shall
I co-sign.
That's
I co-sign.
A good one. That's a good one. I have three quick ones. My mom, she said, above all else, be kind to everyone. So that just has stuck with me forever.
We've practiced that on the podcast, Amy.
Thank you. My dad, under promise, over deliver.
Hey, that one's
under promise, over deliver.
That's a business. That's a business.
Yeah, and I do.
Motto.
I try and stick with that. I always think, you know what? Under promise, over deliver. And since I wrote these this morning, recently, this was just yesterday, actually. This is from Coach Josh in Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay.
But it works for life. I use this in life all the time. He told me this at the very beginning. He said, when you try a move and it doesn't work, don't look at it as a failure. Look at it as a setup for your next move. And it's very true in Jiu-Jitsu, right? You go to try a move and it doesn't work, well, you didn't fail. You shouldn't be like, oh, shit. It's just a good setup for a next move. And I use it a lot in jiu-jitsu and I use it a lot in life. When I try something and it fails, I'm just like, okay, but what other doors did this open?
Right. And why did it fail?
And
what do we need to back to the drawing board and figure out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, his words are wise and it makes me want to try anal again. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to shit my pants.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
And it makes me want to try. I thought she was going to say jiu-jitsu.
No.
She said, and it makes me want to try anal.
Jessica, I was down for jiu-jitsu until you show up with a bruised nose looking a hot mess. And I'm like, my face? Absolutely not. What happened?
I mean, who knows? It's all showbiz, baby. It's all jujitsu, baby.
Yeah, it ain't showbiz.
All for the cause.
It's all for the cause, dear.
What cause?
It's all for the cause.
The
dear.
Body, obviously.
The
for her defending us in the streets of Los Angeles.
Yes.
We need you.
Well, thank you.
Keep taking those bruises.
Here's also some advice in business with punctuality.
Oh, let's hear it.
If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, don't show up.
Who said that, Dorinda?
I don't know, but the Virgo in me loves it.
Oh, I like that.
The Virgo in me loves it.
I love that.
Yeah. Because my mom will be like, we're going to be late. It's fine. It's 5 minutes. I'm like, we might as well not even go.
Oh, I'm kind of mom on that one. Yeah, fucking 5 minutes.
My dad said there's nothing more disrespectful than disrespecting someone's time.
Yeah. We talk about it all the time about David... Larry David. Very quickly, and then we'll move on. Okay. But I have to talk about this.
What?
Larry David, in one of the episodes, the woman that he's living with, Vivica A. Fox's mother, is like, Larry, the next door neighbor, people are being robbed. And he goes, hold on, why are you talking to the neighbors? He's like, because people, the community is scared, Larry. We're being burglarized. And he goes, I don't care about this. She's like, you don't care that people are being robbed? And he goes, no, because the thieves want your things. The neighbors want my time. I'd rather give things than time. Don't talk to the fucking neighbors.
That is So funny.
It's so good. If you don't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, what are you doing on this podcast?
What are you doing?
It's a podcast about nothing.
Okay?
But also, welcome, and we hope you stay. Yeah. All right, what did our friends say on
the
gram?
You guys, so much good advice. Little things, big things. I'm going to start with, your eyebrows are sisters, not twins. And how did you respond to that one?
You know, I really like this, because that's how it is with your tits.
Yep. Which is like, thank God. Because when I was younger and they started growing in, I was like, oh my God. But it's like...
They're uneven?
They're uneven.
You guys, what? Danielle showed me a picture, Madison's sister. We used to live together, and we were wild. Wild! She showed me a picture, and I don't know what we're doing, but we're topless in a pool and so smiley, and I have two mangoes in my hand.
I saw that picture.
You did?
Yeah, I said, hey, Danny, at some point, send me photos for, like, the podcast.
And I said, send me
cute photos of you guys' children. She sends me that photo and then a photo of an actual asshole.
Was it yours?
No.
It's someone's. A joke. It was...
She probably,
did you tell her to do it?
I want to say it was Google, but who knows?
I'm sure. But then I'm looking at our boobs, and the right on both of us is like so tiny and perky, and the left one just has the slightest bit of a drop. And when I was looking at it, I was like, wow.
Look at that.
Interesting, but why am I holding two mangoes in a pool? So happy, too.
Tits out. It's so funny.
It's like noon on a Monday.
And also, by the way, I remember thinking when I saw that, you hadn't had implants, right?
Yeah, I had.
Oh, I got implants. I was like, your boobs are big. Why did you ever get... Okay, you had
implants. I had implants.
Okay. Keeping composure bothers people way more than reacting to their drama. True.
True, but...
We don't do that.
We don't. Are you joking?
Hot-headed over here.
Well, I'm so hot-headed.
Short-fused?
Well, because when people speak buffoonery, I have to, like... I haven't conquered the art of being like, they are speaking buffoonery. Actually, I feel like at the reunion, I did a pretty good job of just like keeping, and someone tried to be like, I know, you always talk loud and yell the loudest. And I go, I haven't raised my voice, not a once.
I'm
and
dying to know.
Andy goes, she hasn't. And I'm very proud of you for that. Because usually when someone says one wrong thing, I'm up.
Yeah.
With the double finger guns.
Well, we know from last reunion.
And I've tried to stop the double finger guns, by the way, consciously.
Yeah.
By doing this or this instead of this.
Okay.
So it's more stomachable. So it doesn't feel like I'm pointing at you, but I'm still very serious.
And that's on growth, bitch.
That's on growth.
That's amazing. I do this a lot, which Obama used to do. And I notice I do this when I make points to Kyle. And I'm like, am I the president? Amazing. Good for you, La.
Thanks. Good for you, too. Are you comparing yourself to Barack Obama?
No, you guys, that is my king. I will never.
I was about to say maybe a conductor.
I was like, we should probably.
No.
Yeah, more maestro.
Maestro. Not maestro. Even that. Conductors are geniuses.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Okay, I really hope my mom Lisa is not listening to this episode because I'm about to tell you what I got her for Mama's Day. It is her very own original song. She is going to flip. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, it's personal, and it lasts forever. I went to songfinch.com. It asked me to pick a genre, and my mom loves country, so I picked country for Lisa. It asked me to describe what I love about her and to share some memories. So I said she's an amazing Gigi to Ocean, and she's such a force as a mother. I can't imagine my life today without her. And then I chose to be matched up with an artist, and Songfinch gave me a few to choose from. I could see pictures of them and also hear a sample of their music. So I picked this amazing acoustic artist from Nashville with an unbelievable voice. I can't wait to hear the song he creates. So whether your song is for Mother's Day, a birthday, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song right now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song for free so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/lala and start your song. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/lala. Don't forget to share your song with us too. That's songfinch.com/lala.
Okay, what's meant for you won't pass you by. Love it.
Love it. Universe.
Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that or not?
No, I feel like I was supposed to be an athlete. I was just 5'5", you know?
That means it wasn't meant to be.
So. No, it was meant to be.
Who's the tiny basketball player? He was on Space Jam. Mugs. No.
Are you talking about Bugs? The stuffed animal?
No.
On Space Jam?
No.
Or
what's
an
his
actual
name?
Person?
Bogey. Muggsy Bogues.
Do you know who we're talking about?
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. Bogues. He had such a cute face.
So Space Muggsy Jam. Bogues, we have Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
We had Spud Webb.
Okay, so we got tinies out there.
Yeah, but here's the thing,
but they
Easton.
Could dunk, I couldn't.
It wasn't just that you were small. You had an injury as well.
Also, yeah. I forget about that.
Well, I don't. You keep saying I was so small, and like that had nothing to do with it. It had to do with you had a knee injury. You could not play.
That is true. All right.
No, that's not the
meant
only
to be.
Truth.
Not meant to be. Yeah. All right. I'm on board with not meant to be.
Yeah. What if something really happened and you like couldn't walk anymore?
Yeah.
What? Okay. You know? I'm blessed.
And also, Easton, I feel like at the end of your life, we talked about this. You're going to look back at your life and be like, oh, that's why where you are at the end of your life. You'll be like, that's why all of this happened.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Law, you've said this before. Do not take advice from anyone who is not where you would like to be.
Never.
Preach.
When someone like tries to school me on life or tell me what I need to change about myself and I'm looking at them going, you have nothing that I want. Like, I'm good on you. Thank you.
Yeah. My mom always said, you work to live. You do not live to work. Balance your life. I feel like this nation, including me, needs to hear that. But I love work.
Well, I should hope so. You live the fucking dream.
I live the dream.
Bernie Sanders.
You get to be with me and Easton all the live long day.
did you guys know that?
I'm just kidding. No, what'd you say?
Bernie Sanders is introducing like a 4-day work week instead of
that needs to happen.
My guy Bernie, let me tell you how much more productive we'd be, guys.
I mean, here's the thing: half day on Friday, most people work anyway. It's like, how about we just take the whole damn day off? I'll get my work done Thursday. Give me Friday to go kick it with my family in 2 days. 2 days to hang out. We need 2 Saturdays and a Sunday wind down.
To recover.
Yes.
You know, it's not enough time.
This is based off of actual human social study, too. He's not just willy-nilly.
No, not willy. Yeah, like
Yeah.
Well, and also, like,
so
a 9-to-5 is
a
joke. If you're going to keep, a 5-day work week, you've got to cut down the time. 9-to-5 is absolutely ridiculous. Every single person I know hits that slump at, like, 3 o'clock, and then they are worthless the rest of the
day.
They're
just collecting the hours the rest.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
yes. That's how I felt.
When I used to work in an office setting, after 3 o'clock, we had to stay until 5. After 3, everyone was in the break room on their phones. Yep. It was just wasting time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because America has been like, if you are not miserable and so busy with not an ounce of free time, you're lazy and not working hard enough.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. It's like, well, I kind of want to enjoy my life. And people talking about saving money. It's like, well, how about for a moment you like maybe think about paying me more? Because I can't save if you're literally taking up all my time working at this fucking office.
Yeah.
For not even a lot of money. And then you're screwing me with fucking bills.
Yeah.
My rent.
Yeah.
The amount of money some people are spending on rent. How do these people live?
Because we can't buy a home.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Because that's the reason. No one can get a home. You have to make so much money to even qualify for a mortgage at this point.
No,
you have
it's to make like, a, it's like
$125,000 with no debt.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We live in a nation
under God,
indivisible,
with no liberty and no justice at all.
Oh my God, it's good.
Producer John had his hand over his
head. Yeah, that's what I did. I followed suit. I felt like I was in elementary school again. Oh,
God. Okay, moving on. Confidence is quiet, insecurity is loud. I could not agree with this more. Confidence is quiet, insecurity is loud.
I don't fully agree.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like confidence
I am very confident, and yeah, I like am confident. Shouting it from the rooftop.
Like when
when I'm feeling insecure is when I get quiet, because it's like I need to work through this. I need to conquer this. I don't like this feeling.
Every time I see somebody, like, haven't you just seen somebody walking down the street? You see hundreds of people, but one person, catches your eye, and you're like, damn, that's confidence. Like, do you agree?
I hear that.
Like, well, that's not loud.
No, but I'm just saying,
they're just walking.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like confidence is pretty loud.
It's an aura.
Yeah.
I feel like it has to do maybe more with business, because I do have to say with you, Lod, there's so much you're working on behind the scenes that I think a lot of other people I see, if they were in your place, it would be like, oh my God, guys, big things are like, oh my God.
Big things coming.
Okay. Big things popping.
Yeah, but you're just like quiet until it pops off. And I feel like I'm like that, and you're
that
like
makes
that
sense.
Too.
You want to know who else is like that? Is Stoss. Stoss does not, you find out about her stuff long down the line when it's like come to fruition.
Yeah, which I love.
Never count your chickens before they hatch.
Yep. Okay, this
more
is
advice.
A good one.
More advice.
You're not a tree. You can move. Move from situations, places, people, your body, move.
I'm going to use that as an insult. You're not a tree, move. You don't want me here? Well, you're also not a tree, move. So good.
That's so true. And I'm going to use I'm going to say act like a tree and leave. Don't people say that?
Yes. I'm going to say make like a street and fuck off, please. Just make no sense.
Make like a tree and go to hell.
Yeah. That's so funny. It's like similar to mom crossing her I's and dotting her T's.
What?
Like just things that don't make sense. We should start doing that. So funny. You want to know who conquered that was Jax Taylor.
What?
Saying things that make zero sense.
But
anyway,
did he think they made sense?
Or was like, is that what it is? Yeah, that sounds right.
All right,
that's
like it.
Hilarious.
I fuck with it.
Wow, we have a ton of follow your gut. It will never let you down.
That's true. Your mind will screw you. Your heart will screw you. Your gut will never steer you wrong. Yes.
Is that a you quote?
Yeah. There's also a me quote that goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me three times, you are dead to me.
No accountability in this fucker.
That is the funniest shit ever.
Accountability?
Where? Easton,
can I tell you, when people are like, you don't take accountability, these are people on the internet, I'm like, yes, I do. You can't tell me anything. You just didn't see it. You must have missed that episode.
Where you took accountability?
Yeah.
You guys, I love this one because I disagree with it. Why does Gigi not?
Accountability?
Easton, I am not Gigi. Are you joking?
You're not. You're not.
Not even a little bit.
But Gigi, at any point, I mean, name a story. We were supposed to go to Casita. She made the reservation at the wrong, and she goes, well, I told Jess. I was like, this is you.
No,
what do you
wasn't
mean?
Jess.
No she one tried- did anything.
No, she tried to throw you under the pod?
And then she goes,
tried to blame it on Candace.
Okay.
No, but Candace. You were there when she tried to blame the purse on me. She goes, it's not my purse. I go, it is your purse. You brought it. And she goes, well, what
Kings
I mean
game.
Is it's not mine. Like, I don't own it. It's your bag. And I'm like,
well,
you're
fucking
kidding me right now.
What the fuck?
Are you joking?
Accountability? No. Casper the Ghost in that one.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
Let's not show her this podcast.
Okay.
She'll forget it.
I don't agree with this one, but I see it a lot. Okay. If they wanted to, they would. Do you guys agree?
If we wanted to.
If they wanted to, they would. I've always heard that in relationships. Like, oh, he's not calling you. Guess what? If he wanted to, he would. Move on.
The reason I don't agree with that is because the amount of times that I've sat there being like, I want to text this person so badly, but I'm not going to, and thought about reasons why I shouldn't. And I go into, well, if they wanted to talk to you, they could hit you up. And it's mm-hmm. like.
But they're probably going through the same thing
exactly.
you are. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I agree with it, but I don't. But I think that's the biggest thing is like, I'm going to text them, but then I'm worried about what their response will be or how they feel. And then I'm like, if they like me, they'll text me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the biggest thing is we're all out here being like, we're worth fighting for. And it's like, right. But we all feel that. Like, yeah. what makes you so special that you get to do no work?
Right.
Because I'm me.
You right. know?
I gave, this is a true story. It's kind of sad. I gave my friend that advice. I said, if he wanted to, he would. This was in when I went to college in Rochester. And he wasn't texting, and it was a bartender she met. And I'm like, if he wanted to, he would. And I talked shit on him, and he had passed away.
Oh, shit.
Did she go met to the him funeral? The night before, and she found out a week later.
That he
she
died.
Saw it on Facebook. He died. So he may have wanted to.
But he was dead. That's so sad.
Yeah. I felt bad for that. Moving on to...
Sometimes I wonder if Marvin died.
Twinkle toe?
Yes.
I don't know.
Marvin, if you're out there, let us know you're okay.
Dance,
please, for
dance
the love
your
of
way
God.
Into the comment section.
For the love of God. Where'd you go?
Twinkle toe. I can't.
Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. My days of panicking over gift giving are officially over, and yours can be too, thanks to Gift Mode on Etsy. I absolutely love this. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's super easy too. Just tap or click on Gift Mode on your Etsy app or at Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I can't tell you how calming it is for me to see all of those ideas pop up on my screen. I recently had to find a gift for one of Ocean's little friend's birthdays, and I was tripping. Then I remembered, just use Etsy Gift Mode to shop for the creative kid. And I found the cutest handmade dress-up costumes, fabulous capes, and accessories. The capes were so cute that I even bought one for Ocean. Gift Mode on Etsy is the best. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday gift for the reality TV fan, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
That's one thing about this pregnancy as well, is I feel that it's given me even more truth serum. Mm. And it makes me feel bad. Maybe not, though,
does
at
it?
All. Where I'm like, I have to be honest, I don't care.
I get you, because with my anxiety, I'm just starting to just be like, you know what? That's kind of giving me anxiety. I don't fucking care anymore.
Yeah, like mom was talking to me about something, and I said, Mom, I got to be honest. I don't care about this. We've got to move on.
I did that.
No, she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, all right. Anyway.
I love that feelings. Kyle can do that, and I can't say that.
Neither can I. And then I deal with the anxiety.
Or I sit there, and I'm like, when is this fucking going to end? And Kyle will be like, hey, is this going to end soon? And not just to me. He'll say to other people, hey, I'm not very interested in this. Is this almost over?
I need to just take life lessons from Kyle. You know, he seems like he's just really straight up.
Or he'll go, hey, I'm not going to come to that dinner. Why? I don't want to. Oh,
okay. I need to start. Hey, I'm going to start being more of who I want to be
to
everyone.
You need to be like Larry
more
David.
More of an asshole. Yeah.
Because
that's who I really want to be, but I want to make people so happy all the time.
He makes me happy. Larry David makes me so happy.
And I'm just going to start saying, fuck your plans. Fuck you. I'm staying home.
But you can't say the F word. You just have to be like, I don't care about this.
No, I'm just
saying it has nothing to do with you. I just personally don't want to be
there. I'm speaking from emotion right now, but yes. No, I'm going to say you're. It sounds beautiful. I won't make it.
I won't be there.
And tomorrow I may want to be there, and I could feel like I missed out. But today, like, I just don't care.
See, that's the thing. I like plans on the day, because I'll make a plan tomorrow, and then tomorrow I won't want to do it.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Brutal but true. Stop feeling bad for yourself. You're not the victim. Some people are the victims, though. And my hearts go out to them, but I get
agreed.
I would rather have that say, you're not that special.
Your people don't care about you that much.
Here's the thing. We're all the main characters in our own lives. Yeah. No one gives a shit about anybody else but themselves.
Yeah. No one cares that much.
Right?
You're not that special.
I know it's hurtful to hear.
Right?
No one gives a fuck.
Oh, which
it
is
really
what,
gives me
it, like,
anxiety
goes
when
against,
people love to talk about themselves.
No,
too,
but it goes against
fucking care less.
It goes against everything that we say to teach your kids, like build them up, make them feel. But that's why it's for the outside world. You are a special person out there, though.
You're not.
You're just one in the same.
Yeah, that's why you have to feel okay and good with yourself, because at the end of the day, that's who you die with. That's who you're left with. You'll never be able to leave yourself until you've passed away.
Oh, and God. I will say, though, I looked at Mom this weekend and was like, do you ever get really sick of yourself? I go, I'm ready to hang this face, this body, this personality at the fucking door.
Oh, okay.
I just want to be of myself. I don't want to hear myself talk.
Yeah.
I hate hearing myself.
I don't want to look myself in the mirror.
If you had a body.
You should go to St. George. Take down all the mirrors, no phones.
Oh.
3 days.
Well. Palm Springs. If you had a body that matched your soul, do you think you'd look the way you do?
I think I'd be more beautiful.
I think about that sometimes. Not about you, about myself.
Yeah, no, she's not the main character in your
Wait,
story.
If you had a body
that matched, a face and body that matched your soul. Have you ever seen Shallow Hal?
Yes, I love that movie.
Mm.
Do you think you'd look the way you do?
I think I'd be more beautiful.
Look the way I do.
No, I think I'd be more beautiful.
You would.
I have a beautiful soul.
You would.
And this jawline does not do it justice.
You do.
Yeah.
I feel that way. Thank you.
Do you think that way of you?
I do. I think you're already
beautiful.
I think
it matches my...
Yeah.
No, but like, I would be a little bit... No, it matches.
It matches.
If I were a better person, I would have really, really cute feet, more petite hands, smaller, more slicked back ears, and a really good jawline.
And that would match your soul.
Yeah.
I love that. I think I'd be a Furby. So I think I lucked out with this body. Because if I had a body and face that matched my soul, I'd be like a smiling Furby or like a potato with a giant smile.
Oh, well, maybe
something.
I'd be like a panda bear then.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I am.
Well, you guys, are we animals now?
I don't know. She's bringing up Furbies and shit. So I'm thinking, all right, we're going.
That's the best. Because
I'd for sure be an orca. On March 5th. National Geographic captured an orca killing a great white shark. And
I
watched it, I was like,
that's me.
We are orcas. We are an orca pod.
That was a bad bitch orca.
Freaking slammed it.
Bam! And then with the mouth.
It knocked it out first and then it towed it up.
Good for that orca.
It was.
I wonder why, though. I hope that wasn't bullying.
Are you joking? This is called
survival.
This is called
survival
Mother
of the
nature.
Sea.
This is called nature. This is called the circle of life.
Yeah.
They're hungry.
Oh, you think they were eating it?
Yeah, they eat their liver.
Damn, I did not know that.
Yeah, didn't you see all those sharks washed up along the beach and they had perfectly almost like medical, it looked like medical
incisions.
And they were all in the same place.
From whales.
From an orca.
Yeah, they don't eat the whole body.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You just sounded like Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah. Okay. This is a good one. Oh, there's two good ones. Okay. I'm going to say this one, though. You are not obligated to love your family. Some of them might not be your people.
100% agree.
Easton, I think we need to have a talk.
Oh. See, I felt
it. I agree. Because guess what? Some of us are born into horrific circumstances, and I can't relate, but you, guess what? That's not your family. Goodbye. That's not your family. Hopefully you can find family that you do love, and that's your family.
I agree. Mm-hmm. What's the other one that you were going to say was really good?
Create your own happiness. That's a big, that's a hard.
A lot of people might be able to do that with a four-day week or work week.
Bernie, is that you in an Easton suit?
Maybe.
On the Give Them All a podcast, really trying to push it.
No, I love the idea. Just coming from like working a 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. It's like, you know what? I got everything done. Friday was a fuck off day anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what? Let's just do it.
Create your own happiness.
And then on Friday, everybody could create their happiness.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Speaking of whatever you're talking about.
ADD got her.
That I wasn't listening to because I have ADD.
Stassi did Ocean's Human Design.
Uh-huh.
And she said that Ocean, it says about Ocean, she creates her version of heaven on earth every day.
That is the most beautiful. I would get that framed.
How cute is that?
That's very cute. That is so cute. And she 100% does.
Oh, yeah.
She's so cute right now.
She's the best.
And she has a little sing-song voice where, like, I got in the car last night and she goes, I love you so much, Mom. where you go, Mom? Where you at?
She is...
I love you too, Mom. Oh.
Is she?
It freaking kills me.
She's an angel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was real excited to pick up Mama and Gigi from the airport.
With you? Was she with you?
Yeah, I drove and picked them up.
Yeah, it was really late, but that wasn't what it was supposed to be. Anyway, that was a really fun podcast. You guys, thank you so much for listening to another bonus episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Remember that the audio and video drop same day every Monday. You can catch us on Give Them Lala Pod on Instagram and also Give Them Lala Podcast on YouTube. Love you. Bye.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.